my mom, she was, I mean, she was a very inspiring woman, and she was always, standing up for what she believed was right. She's a doctor. She has a doctorate in psychology. She's a licensed professional counselor in Missouri. She has had her own private practice for many years, has helped many, many people. She was a very spiritual woman, lots of faith, lots of fun, laughing, loved her grandchildren, loved me. She was a single parent, and I am an only child. And so we were, always together. She loved all fun. And every day she told me, just be sure and have fun, just go have fun. Because I think she really recognized how valuable life is. I talked to her every single day, and it just got harder and harder for her to talk, and you could hear the struggle in her breathing. And she didn't look good, and she didn't sound good, but she was making whole sentences. I could communicate with her. And then Wednesday, I got to video conference with her again, and it was like a whole nother experience. Like she wasn't putting sentences together anymore. Before it happened, that Saturday morning, they let me video conference with her again, and I got to, say all the things that you want to be able to say. But she was completely unresponsive. Like there was, she didn't even like twitch a finger. And I decided at that moment that I didn't think that it would be in my best interest to watch through the video conference either. I spoke, there was a chaplain, when it was actually happening, there was a chaplain that called me, and he was standing outside her room, and I talked to him through it. In the weeks of like thinking about her being gone and what that meant and how like isolated I feel and how I don't see that our government at all levels is responding in the way that I think that they should. I thought maybe what would help is if they actually see all of the people that have been lost. I joined some, started looking for Facebook groups for like support groups for people who have lost family members. And I found a St. Louis area one, and then also some nationwide Facebook groups as well. And then, I've gotten family members that have reached out saying, things like, I'm 28, my little brother is 25, and our father just died, and we're completely devastated, and
Wow.
expected, to have so much more time with him, and we would love to have him be represented. I've found from these Facebook groups that I've joined, like there's just a huge community of people that are going through this extreme loss, and truly feeling like no one else understands what's going on. I want us all to feel like our loved one is being acknowledged, that the loss of our loved one is important. And the best way that I can come up with right now to do that is to have them represented, their picture, their faces represented at our Capitol so that our elected officials have to see what has been lost and what this virus is doing and taking away from our state.